minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
Episode 111 of The Daily Talk Show.
Ad-libbing as we go.
Yep.
That's the stick of this show if you've just tuned in for the first time.
I love when you spend so much time with people, the transformation of someone's language to be more like each other. So,
am I becoming like you?
Well, you're saying, you just said shtick, which I say a lot, even when it's not shtick. I think someone said today, oh yeah, we had Sam Mack, that's his episode is coming out on the 29th of June. If you weren't aware, I'm just going to reset every few episodes just to explain what's going on.
Go for it.
I'm going away. Today is what? Tuesday.
19th of June.
19th of June. And we do the show every single weekday. And when I'm away, we'll be only doing 4 episodes a week. However, you'll be getting 5 episodes because we're currently recording a bunch of chats, conversations with people.
Yeah, and they're starting. I mean, we're just starting doing that, and we're having some crackers.
We've had so many. If you've got suggestions of people that we should have on, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. But we're doing half a dozen interviews just in the on Friday.
We are. And I've been spending a bit of time in the steam room again.
Yeah. What does that do to your skin?
Don't know. I mean, if I probably had bad pimples like I did as a kid, it would have made them worse.
Wouldn't agitate them.
But other than that, it's just making me feel like an awesome, optimized human being.
He's still bumping into the guy who shaves. What happened with you?
Yeah,
guys
on one
friends?
Of the other episodes, a guy was fully shaving his beard, which I'm not meant to do in the steam room, and then washing it down. And we had great banter, but no banter, and I haven't seen Steam Man yet.
So that was a reset to close the loop of what I was just saying. Sam Mack is on June 29, and I remember saying shtick in that episode. They're closing that loop as well. So yes, sauna, steam room.
Yeah, but
what's the vibe?
So I was thinking in there yesterday. I've been thinking about how I'm always looking for my opportunity to break the rules.
Okay,
and I know it's just this ingrained pattern that I've formed.
Just a bit of a dickhead.
Over the year. No.
It sounded you're describing what would most commonly be referred to as a dickhead. Go on.
All right. In small senses, even things like being in the sauna or the steam room, trying to work out how to make the thing hotter. So it's got its settings, right? And it's set for safety.
Don't.
And
You're not technically advanced enough to do this. You tried to do this we were strictly told by the people who own the house that were house sitting the other week.
Yeah.
Don't touch the heater.
I didn't touch the heater.
But what was the first thing?
I went to have a look at it.
Oh, whereabouts is it? Let me just have a look at the buttons.
Well, because I thought that house was so fucking cold. And I was like, they've bullshitted you. Yeah. So I'm almost a bit skeptical on everything and anything. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the steam room, if you use them, I mean, a lot of people are doing this. Like, for instance, the one at the gym in Richmond, we get there's a shower in there that's got a head that you can take off. So we use the shower to spray across to the other side of the
Who's
wall.
Who's we?
Me and the other punters. The bloke that was in there having a good chin wag with me.
Today.
Yeah.
Again, another person in there.
Yeah, and so you spray across to the thermostat, which then heats it up. So, because it thinks it's cooler, because it's getting hit.
System.
Yeah, and then I actually saw a guy, this is genius, in St Kilda. I walked in and I was like, oh, what are you doing? And he had a wet tissue and was clogging up the thermostat. He's like, yeah, if you just put a wet tissue in there, it
catches on fire.
It just keeps steaming. But I thought about this across my life and, you know, I'm always looking for a shortcut or how I can sort of do the opposite of what I'm being told to do. Mm. And I was thinking about maybe And there's a level of consciousness to having a mindset like that, because I'm always thinking about it rather than just maybe not fucking enjoying what I've got in the present moment. Do you think there's like diminishing returns to always looking for corners to cut?
Well, I think I saw this exact thing this morning.
What did I do?
Yeah, like...
I did it?
No, you didn't do it, but it's something that you would do. We were stuck in traffic, which is a whole other story, but we were waiting in the lane that we had to be in, and there were all these dickheads going on the emergency lane to like the bus lane, and were driving on the bus and taxi lane.
Yeah, see, I was about to say you can't do that, but I was like, that's rich from the bloke who tries to fucking cut every
would
line
you,
or
rule. Do you think
rule.
You would do it or no?
I mean, I've done it. I think there's a level of right and wrong that comes into
based
it.
Based on
which,
what you got to do?
It's my beliefs, or, you know, I push the right and wrong boundary versus what is legally right and wrong. It's more what do I feel is right and wrong enough. So, I mean, even, and James, my mate from the office here.
Our mate
now, my best mate. I've
my
known
best
him longer,
mate.
Well, I've known him longer than you, mate. We went to primary school together.
Great. Good one.
But
it's not all about the time, it's about the quality.
I think, and I reckon there's something in... So they say that there's a certain type of person will flush the button of the... will flush the toilet before they've stopped pissing. And it...
Who is saying that? What books are you reading?
I can't even remember, but it was like, it's the same type of person that does it. Like, there's a consistency. And I asked my friend James, mate, do you do this? It's like a personality type.
Yeah.
You fit into...
One of the four tendencies.
Flushing the toilet. Do you do it before you stop pissing? But
the flusher,
for instance, like I'm always looking to go, okay, if we're walking up to the corner and then you need to turn right, but if there's a car park on the corner, I'll cut through the car park. Whereas I tend to think that you would walk up to the end and turn right. Or I'm looking for alleyways to go down to cut through to get somewhere. But and I think it's a... am I being over-analytical on myself on this? Or do you think about not cutting corners?
I think that there's probably different versions depending on what game you're playing. I think I am a path cutter when it comes to high thinking, long-term strategic, and follow the path on day-to-day type stuff. So I will not, I don't jaywalk that much.
Have you been fined before?
No, I've never been fined. Nearly got run over though, remember, on Johnston
okay,
Street.
That's
really sort of the one time I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm a jaywalking kind of guy. Nearly got hit by a car.
Okay, yeah, don't. You and roads are a bit awkward. Yeah. You get a bit funny there.
The one thing is where it starts to become a bit of a test. So I'm falling into your sort of realm, but I'm half-assing it because I'm pressing the button. Like, so early in the morning, I've been getting up at 5 a.m. each morning, and there's no one on the roads when I'm crossing the road. And so from a compliance point of view, I'll press the button, and then I just get overweighting and end up jaywalking anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm more annoying because I've pressed the button, so they're going to have to stop.
Well, we did a whole, when I was working with Kiss FM, it was a whole segment around, and we had someone on from the road, whatever it is, the road people that look after the traffic lights.
Mm-hmm. Is that Vic Roads or would it be someone else?
Yeah, it's a department in it, but they were saying that you actually in the mornings, there's certain times where you have really no say about when the light goes red or green.
Yeah, well, they within the CBD, I think it is between like normal hours, it's just automatically will... it's always set that as if there's a pedestrian there.
Exactly. And so it just changes as it wants, not as... You remember when you roll up to an intersection, you start like rolling back and forth, trying to get the light to go green. You haven't done that?
No. But
never done that?
Where are the actual sensors though? Are they on
the
ground?
It's pressure. So it's weight from the car.
Never done it in my life.
You've never known about that?
Well, no. I know that ambulances can like make lights change by doing something.
I told you about that asshole. I was waiting at a set of lights for 10 minutes and I was fired up because it was the morning and this asshole, I was like, why isn't this light going? Mm-hmm. And then the dude in front of me got out of his car, walked up to the car in front of him, which was the one at the front of the lights, knocked on the window and said, move forward. He rolls over the sensor, it goes green. And we'd been there for 10 minutes.
Was the guy annoyed, the one behind the other guy? Because you just wouldn't know.
He was really nice. I did a full debrief, or what I thought was. He turned into the hospital. I think he was a nurse. Uh-huh. So he seemed like a lovely guy. And he handled it. He handled it really well. Like the way he knocked on the door, he was like, please go forward. So he wasn't like some aggressive
wanker.
How did
he do it? Like the face you did, I just, please go forward. That's still
the same. Mate, please go forward.
Please go forward. Is that really, is that non-aggressive? I feel like, hey, mate, if you go forward, if I did it, I'd be like, hey, mate, if you just move forward, the lights will go on.
Mate, we know how you spoke to the bloke from Bunnings Warehouse.
I just told him to change his tone. Maybe he was had a tone like you.
Okay, so then one of the other ways I do this, and then we can move on, is dishwasher. Mate, not, things that can't go in the dishwasher, you know how you get like cups, mm-hmm. knives, you're not meant to put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I fucking put them in the dishwasher. I put the knives at least. So it's like, oh, it'll go blunt if you put them in the dishwasher. So why do we have a dishwasher?
Yeah, I mean, it does bring up the question, I wonder what level of annoyance I'm giving you at the moment with being in the office. What are you picking up? I feel like, you know, we're about to go into a partnership in more official terms.
We're getting married in Vegas.
So I feel like there's a learning, and there's probably a willingness for you to be flexible around some of my quirks. What are you noticing?
I think I've become a bit more lenient. Not that you're breaking the rules, but like as a father, mm-hmm. definitely have, you know, like you got shit everywhere out the back.
Yeah.
I get it. You're moving. You know, like there's things I get. So I don't even go there. I don't even entertain the feeling. But I could imagine that would have been a bit annoying. But no, I'm surprisingly not.
Oh, that's good. Because I feel like I've gotten more conscientious. I remember I stayed at some Airbnbs when I was in San Francisco on the first sort of trip I ever went overseas on my own back in 2012. This was actually the one that I went with Rob Ward from Quadlock. But those guys, it was sort of a unplanned sort of hanging out sesh. But I had my own place and I was sharing. It was one of those ones where you have a host.
Yeah.
And
so you're in someone's house.
Yeah.
You're in a stranger's house.
I cringe at what I was like. I would get back from the conference and, you know, like the gear that I have in my bags, I would just open it up in the lounge. I had it spread.
And you're looking back on this and thinking that, oh, my God. But what were you thinking at the time?
No, I don't think I had that level of self-awareness. But at the same time, because one person didn't leave a review and I think they may have had to ask. Like if you're a host and you have to ask at all, you know that like you've probably gone too far with it.
Did you feel like you were – because any time I've done the house sharing with Airbnb, I'm tiptoeing around. I feel like I'm like, oh, you know, do you mind if I get a drink?
Yeah, well, you know? I definitely feel like Brie and I are staying at an Airbnb with a guy who's like a solicitor in London. We're staying with him. And I think I'm going to be so wary now of – and it's only since living with Brie and seeing and being like, you know what, I just want to be really contained. I want everything just – it's just goes in my bag, out of my bag. I'm not leaving my toiletries in the bathroom. Mm. Do you leave – if you're staying at an Airbnb and there's a host, would you leave your toiletries?
Oh, in a bag, not in a – like in a little bag.
In the bathroom.
If it's a small bathroom, London, most places are fucking tiny.
Yeah.
But no, probably in your room. Just leave it in your room.
Mm.
Just have a whole setup in your room where you can take your toiletries bag.
If anyone has any tips on managing this – on like, because I'm traveling for, you know, a few months with Brie. If there's any specific tips around how I can travel and not be an absolute pig, hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
A pig to other people?
Yeah, well, no, the annoying thing is that the things that I do, like it annoys the fuck out of me too that I do it.
What do you do? Which bit?
Well, just the bits around like leaving. I'm like, oh, I left that thing. Because I just, in the moment, I'm not thinking about it and I'm trying to get better at So Nathan, one of my best mates, him and I traveled for 3 months around the world and he was teaching me around this invisible box method where he said, okay, it clearly got to a point where I just had my shit everywhere because I've got all the camera gear and all, I'll just spread it. And the thing is every time, we were only staying at hotels for 2 days at a time for about 100 days, right? It was like over 90 days. And yeah, he was just like, what you need to do is your wallet, your keys, your mobile phone needs to be just make a square, an invisible square. You don't need to put like masking tape down or anything, because that was my first question. I'm like, have you got something I can make a square? He's like, no, it's just an invisible square and just put stuff in it.
You're his community outreach program. Yeah, yeah. See, I don't know. I was thinking about a friend of mine who had a 16-year-old kid staying at his house. It was his godson. Mm-hmm. Was leaving shit everywhere. And he said to me, you know, he's fucking, the bed's untidy. There's crap everywhere, leaves the bowl around. Like, who, I mean, it's up to a parent to try and educate, but I don't think, Lynn, your mum and dad were neglectful of teaching you things.
I think mum did a lot for me, which then fucked me a bit. We've got to get her on before I go away.
To ask her about that.
Yeah, specifically about that. No, but I see it. Like, she's even a couple of times I said, oh, Daddy, you got any Coke Zeros? This is just like
while you've been there.
Yeah, last night. He said, yeah, just in the garage. And I'm like, oh, where's the key? With the idea. And he's like, I'll just get it.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah, he got it. I was like, oh, thanks.
So maybe there is the patterns of being a youngster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you pretty clean, do you think?
I mean, what I say or what my wife says? Well, Amy's actually taught me to be a lot more clean, because I'm a bit like you. I've seen where you leave your clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bree's...
But the great thing is now I don't, because I've gone all minimal and sort of uniform-like, it can't be that bad. Like, I used to have a chair that was in our bedroom, and I would just, every single time I'd wear something, I'd put it there. And it wasn't malicious. My thought was, it's not dirty, so it shouldn't go in the wash. And I'm going to wear it potentially tomorrow, so I don't want to hang it up.
Everyone has these. Amy, I almost want to eliminate places that could have things put on it because Amy will put stuff on it. And she's...
So Amy's potentially the pig of the...
Not at all. She's clean as a whistle, but it's clean clothes, I'm saying. I'm more likely to dump dirty clothes on the ground everywhere, and she puts clean things, which I think is the same mindset as you, which is, it's clean. I need to put it away or I'm going to wear it, so I'll just put it down.
Yeah.
And things build up. But I mean, that's a quirk of living with somebody. I think there's a way of having a tidy place. Like, I think places, you know, when you see a house and it's got so much shit in it, so much more likely that there'll be a buildup of shit because there's shit everywhere in the first place.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's that whole thing of, you know, the more, if you have a lot of items, then you got to manage those things. And so that's been the learning. The best thing about us moving out of our apartment and going into storage and spending the week at my parents is, it's like every single move, there's this level of friction. Like, you don't realize how much shit you have until you try and put it in the i30 in like this tiny fucking car. And it's just like, oh, well, you know, we've just got a couple of little boxes that are remaining. Oh, we couldn't do it in one i30 trip with Bree and I. So we had the whole back, the whole boot.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when you move into the office where we are now full time.
Yeah.
I think it's like literally just having good storage places. There's no reason it shouldn't be fucking tidy.
Well, I think that it's also hard when you're in an industry like we are, which is, we have equipment, we have gear. And then the other thing too is there's almost that minimalist mindset where it's like, I don't want to be carrying a lot of stuff. So you end up buying. I've even spoken to you today about this. I'm like, oh, I'm thinking like the recorder is going to be too much to carry around. Maybe I get something smaller that I can plug into my laptop. And then it's another thing. And it's just like, and so every single time I've done a podcast or started a new project, I ended up, you know.
I'm cautious about things, because like yesterday I got offered some really nice paper from next door, from the art studio next door.
That'd be nice. What sort of paper?
Oh, it looked like paper mache, but you could write on it. It was like legit,
like
colourful
Japanese paper or something.
It was crazy. It was amazing. We can get it if we want. But I said, I don't want it. They said, why not? I said, because I need to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And Josh has just got his shit everywhere. Josh, are you okay? Are you coughing? Like, are you sick at the moment?
I've got a little cough. A
little cough?
A little cough. Bodie's got a little cough.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at that position at the moment where it's like, I feel like I'm going to get sick, but I've got this week out. I reckon the day that I leave, I'll probably get sick.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because there has been so many times in my life where I've kept it together until the moment I've been able to relax and let go. And then in that moment, it's like everything hits you. It's like you you putting a shield on to get through something.
Yeah.
And then I, like, for instance, so many of my times when I've had, when I've been employed, so I haven't been my own boss, working in radio or working at the radio stations in digital content, I would get sick on Friday and recover by Sunday night good for work. But I felt it coming on during the week, but I never got actual sick.
Are you a sickies kind of guy? Have you ever taken...
I think one thing... when you have your own business, you appreciate people who don't take sickies.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
It's taken the piss.
Yeah, I haven't really taken many sickies. The interesting thing with my previous job at Envato, it was all about flexible work, but what would happen is you would end up working from home when you're sick.
Yeah.
So you didn't really have a sick day, which I don't mind.
Pulling a sickie as in you're just lying... or pulling a sickie because you're legit sick.
I've never done it. I'm sure when I was in school, there were moments where it was, nowadays you'd call it like a mental health day, but it's like you just mentally say you're sick. Like you're just like, oh, I don't feel good.
We couldn't acknowledge mental health back then.
Yeah, exactly, apparently. Mum was saying that I said to her, Mum, you never say anything positive about the podcast. Tommy's mum always messages him. You haven't said anything. Just like, I know, because I know you're going to be mean about me on the show, which is not true. I don't even have a voice for it. But she was saying she has been listening. She does listen.
Good.
That's awesome. So that's really nice. She did say, you started talking about mental health. It was a bit much. So she turned it off then. Which is why I'm so fucked, I think, when you can't talk about it. But
she's scarred from your mental health.
Yeah, exactly. But the sick thing, I think, is a when you are working for yourself, all of a sudden, like I've been on shoots where it's you almost want to hide that you. It becomes the opposite. It's like if someone knows that I'm sick,
get through it.
They're going to get, like, especially when you're working with either high profile people or business people, if they get a sniff that you're sick, they'll crack the shits because
why are you putting me in the position?
You're going to potentially fuck them up.
Fuck. And then the fear kicks in. Oh my God, I'm going to get sick because he's sick.
Yeah.
Some people freak out more than others. My brother, my older bro. Uh-huh. You're sick? Oh, fuck.
It's like, settle down, bro.
Hang on. This is hilarious. It was my grandpa's like 90 something birthday, and it was down in Ballarat. So it was like an hour drive from our house. I went out the night before, got a bit boozy, woke up, and I was like, Mom, I'm so sick. I can't go. She's like, you're just hungover. I'm like, no, I'm really sick. Something's wrong with me. I'm really sick. Nah, you're coming.
Yeah.
And so she piled.
Like my mum at the moment. Fucking coming.
I piled. Yeah, she's probably a bit softer than that. No, you're coming, sweetheart. Anyway, I'm glad I came because there's a good story out of it. I went down in my brother's car, two-door coupe. So I'm in the back with my brother's misso. My brother's in the front. My other brother's driving. We all got gastro because I had gastro.
Classic stitch up.
Sucked in, mum.
Sucked in, bros, as
sucked
well.
Sucked in.
Were you?
Everyone, they were pissing themselves.
When?
Like within 10 hours after. It was so quick. So I'm in the car. I didn't spew. I wasn't like fully out of it by then.
Yeah.
Later on the day. Oh. I think I must have shared a ciggy with my bro.
Yeah.
I must have been trying to be cool back then, smoking. I was 17. And I remember having a ciggy by the water with him.
Ciggy by the water.
Sharing one. So he's sucking on it. Made sure he got sick.
It's a strong lesson,
but
isn't
we
it?
Passed. That was the worst.
I had a fractured foot for 6 weeks before Mum finally took me to
the doctors.
That's
right. You
mentioned
that recently.
Yeah, I was actually doing an All Aussie Adventures parody video. And I was running at Churchill Park National Park in the southeast, and there was a hole, and I fell in the hole.
Oh, no.
And it was like good gear; it was great. It made the video, but then I was sore for weeks, and Mum was like, "Yeah, you're fine." I'm like, "Nah, it hurts, Mum." She's like, "You're fine." Anyway, finally, I ended up having to wear one of those moon boots.
Oh, yeah.
And every time, the thing that I've held on to the most, every time that I injured myself when I was a kid, the way the doctors would always sell it in was how all the footy players were wearing them. And I all of a sudden felt like, they'd be like, oh, this is very, this is a common thing for the footy players. Like, yeah, they wear the moon boot a lot. And sort of, I had this level of arrogance of, as if I was some sort of athlete.
That's hilarious.
And I didn't just fall.
Well, yeah, I know there's, when I was young, I used to think like a cast on your arm. Oh, yeah. I used to be like, oh, look at that.
Did you ever have a cast on your arm?
Yeah, I had two.
What'd
I had
you
one
do?
Full up to my shoulder.
What'd you do?
That's when I was, hit an acorn on my skateboard. Came off, bent my arm.
Ah,
and then the other
you
one.
You like bowed it, didn't you?
I bowed it. Then the other one, rollerblades down a slide. Ah. And came off, cracked my wrist, and I said to Mum, it's so sore, I need to go. And she was, it was a similar, it's fine story until I went, and there was a green stick fracture, which is like a really micro.
Does a green stick fracture mean that you?
No. Green stick fracture is like just a really small crack on the bone.
Uh-huh.
So it hasn't snapped. It's like a crack along the bone, and I had to get one for that. The worst is when you, I remember, like, got itchy underneath it, you're beginning a ruler, and then you take it off, and kids, as gross as they are.
You smell it?
It was disgusting.
What did it smell like? Just like, I can imagine, you know, tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like dry skin, itchy.
Would you get people to sign it?
Oh, yeah.
Signing?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Have you got any tattoos you don't do?
I've got one on my back.
Did I know about this? What is it? Is it like a cross
on my back? You've seen it.
Yeah, maybe I have. I always, whenever I think about backs, I think Jack Post, who I've had on the show, has
He's got a few tattoos.
He has these huge angel wings like a tramp stamp, like
on the bottom.
Yeah, which is a really interesting move.
If he dies, he flies off.
Yeah, exactly. What's your deal? Why do you have yours?
Well, my friend who died, who took his own life when we were 17. No, he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
He had so many tattoos.
Yeah.
And it was at a time where we were just into tattoos and we loved it. And I don't know. I mean, it's...
What was that process like? Was that your first tattoo?
Yeah.
And your only tattoo?
My only tattoo. I'd probably get another one. I'm just cautious on what I do.
Well, when you have something so symbolic, something that means so much, you don't all of a sudden want to get like some dumb tattoo to go with it.
But I think we attach meanings to tattoos, right? When you ask anyone, what's the, it's like, so you're just telling yourself a story about it.
Yeah. But that story is real to you, right?
No, exactly right. And so I think all about of a sudden, my mate me, a lot. Like, it's weird.
And because all of a sudden, me having a slag at your fucking tattoo, and then you're like, well, this is the story behind it.
This is the funniest thing. I was in a room at the radio station. Matty Acton, I think it was, who's a radio dude. He's up in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
Does the breakfast show there.
Yeah.
And then Matt Tilley, who did the breakfast show in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the room and they were talking about, I think Matt said to the other Matt, have you got any tattoos? He said, nah. And then Matt Tilley said something like, oh, yeah, nah, I don't know. You know, the whole spiel about, you got to get older and you got to think, you know, it's cool now to be a clean skin or something like that. And then they turned to me, have you got any tattoos? Nah.
Oh, really? You didn't go?
I was like, they'd gone too hard
on
fucking, telling people, talking about people who have tattoos as being these idiots.
Yeah, sure.
And so I was like.
But you would have had a great comeback. Not that you want to have to pull that out, but it's,
I knew my place though because I wasn't talent. Matty's a mate of mine. Yeah. We got along really well, Matt Tilley.
You don't want the friction.
And so I just ended up not saying anything about it.
Mm.
But I've thought about...
What would you get?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind some words. I don't know.
Bloody words.
No, but I think the way you end up doing it is like, what do you like the look of?
Yeah.
And then attaching something to that and then working out what that something is. So if you like, I don't know, planes. And then you like words and then you find a word or something that's
would
been
you
reoccurring
ever get
over time.
If we got to a 1,000 episodes of The Daily Talk Show, would you get a tattoo?
We're saying what?
The Daily Talk Show.
Where?
I don't know, anywhere.
Nah, because maybe.
Man, it's 1,000 away. Like, I've done it in a way that it's so far away that you'll say yes, and then it will come to 1,000 episodes. It gives us some content.
Okay. I'll get something.
Not, no, that's so dumb.
No. Something.
Tattoo. That's not an exciting piece.
I'll get the Daily Talk Show.
Tattooed.
In my world, in how I want it, if we get to 1,000 episodes.
In like Japanese or something, so it looks a bit
not Japanese.
Looks a bit could come across foreign.
Could be something. Intensive. Could translate to
something. Bit, yeah.
Greasy dumpling.
I've called it Radio's Dead.
You've called it?
Yeah, it's dead. It's actually Why? Dead. Because this morning we were on our way to the office early morning. And Google Maps said that the area that we were going in was delayed a lot more than normal, right? And so it kept giving us new routes. And I was listening to the radio traffic, and the radio traffic was like, real clear run, all that sort of thing. And it was we had half an hour to make a choice to turn off. We didn't turn off. It added 30 minutes to, so it was going to take us half an hour. It took us an hour, and the final half an hour was getting off on Hoddle Street. There was roadworks, but I put my money on the radio, where I was like, you know what? I think there must have been roadworks. Google Maps have allocated extra time because of that, but it's now finished up and they fucked it.
That's annoying.
And so I'm like, now, because there's been times where I feel like that local stuff is more reliant, but well, so it's all over.
The reality is the radio stations use a third party media company to bring the news and traffic or bring the traffic in.
I think this was the problem. I was listening to Smooth 91.5, Smooth FM.
Okay.
Early in the morning, that's the sort of stuff. And they actually have someone, an announcer, before 6. So they have someone, but I think this is the problem. It's not the official traffic. It's just him sort of taking calls and giving out like free restaurant vouchers.
It's on the ground. Have you seen something? Give us a call.
Well,
Smooth.
I think it's a little bit of that vibe. So anyway, I was listening to the radio after that happened, and I was like, it felt like it was my final chance that I was giving it. It's like, now Google Maps. Streaming on Spotify, podcasting, but yeah, it's all over.
Yeah,
they've had a good run.
They've had a great run.
Yeah, but this is the new. If you might be listening in a car right now, might be walking, might be having a sort of a hot chocolate while you're on the couch.
Brian John, Josh loves painting a picture of where you could be listening. Mm. I don't know who it's satisfying. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just him.
You could be right now. You just arriving in Melbourne after a flight to Sydney, and it's you're looking out. If this is happening to you, please send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Now, here's a specific thing. This is what I'm going to start doing. Every episode...
He won't. He makes a lot of promises. So I'm just reining it in. No. You may or may not do it.
This is what we're doing from now on. I'm going to mention a location, and if you so happen to be listening at that location at the time... You need to send us a photo, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
If you're hearing this right now and you're on a plane, not only are you on a plane, but you're looking out the window and you can see your hometown. Can't be a destination. It's where your hometown is.
A landing or taking off?
It could be either.
Okay.
But if that's you, send me an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. I'd love to send you some stickers.
Where was I going with that? I had something.
Mate, this is the biggest bit of the show. This is where, if you haven't heard, we're getting stickers. This is huge. So anyway, the Daily Talk Show is the name of the podcast.
If you can remind me what I was trying to say before Josh promise.
We'll close the loop.
Help me close the loop because I forget.
All right, guys. Have a really enjoyable Tuesday. Hope you're staying warm wherever you are in the world. Bye.